Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Well, I hope you guys are ready for some inspiration, because our next guest is going to bring you guys just that. Recording artist Deidre Greathouse is making her first appearance on our show to talk to us not only about her love of music, but also how she's been able to minister to the world through it. Her new single is one that will definitely, I believe, reach you where you are. It's called Arms Wide Open. We'll be hearing that a little bit later in the program. But Deidre, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really honored to be with you today.
Yeah. I'm really excited to be able to have you on with us, Deidre. You know, I think this single that we're going to be listening to, Arms Wide Open, is one that is definitely a powerful one. Before we get into that, though, I want to talk about this ministry of music that you've been able to have. What has it been like for you to be able to share your gift of music with the world?
Well, you know, I'm not unlike a lot of people in music ministry. You know, when you start singing as early as you learn how to talk, you know, I think my mom said I was 3 years old when I led my first solo with the choir. They had to stand me up on a table because I was so tiny, no one could see me. But I think at a young age, I realized that something happened in the room when I sang. And when you're young, you don't particularly understand it all, but I knew it was right, and I always knew it was God. I always knew it was God and that it was divine in some way. What I didn't know was that I would spend my life full time in music ministry. That was the big surprise. But
yeah,
it's an honor to be able to use a gift that, I mean, come on, I could never take credit for it. I mean, it just comes from God. I'm a mother. I have children. They just came here musical. And, you know, there's nothing that you can do. You know what I mean? It's amazing. So it's a God-given gift. It is His, and it is my honor to serve humanity and the world with the gift that He gives. And, you know, I don't know how long I'll be here to use it, but I'm going to use it as long as I can.
And you know what? And I think that's the thing. But this is the powerful thing to me, Deidre, about not only your ministry, but also the gift that you have. I mean, just like songs like what we're going to hear, Arms Wide Open, there is such a personal message there. So this is something you can tell even by the way you deliver it. This is personal for you. When did you first realize that you can remember that God was something that was real to you, that you knew? I mean, it's one thing I know for people to hear about what God has done, but when did you first realize that for yourself?
Well, for myself, I was very young. You know, I was 3 years old when I was filled with the Holy Spirit in my grandmother's living room. And I mean, I know that's really young and it's unusual, but that is my personal experience. And so as I got baptized maybe a week or so later, I couldn't articulate everything, but I knew that I was saved. I understood that. And I always had an awareness of God's presence. So when I'm 4 or 5 years old, out in the backyard, that same holy presence that you would sense in a really powerful moment in a service or alone in prayer, I experienced that when I was 4 and 5 years old, just hanging out.
Right.
And that's how I know that God is real. And it's also why I never discourage children. When they explain or when they mention that they feel like God is calling them to something, I never discourage them. Who was it in the Bible? It was Timothy, right? When Paul was saying to let anyone despise your youth.
Exactly.
Because, you know, because God is limitless, and I find that human beings in our finite understanding, we try to, in our attempts to understand Him, we filter what we think He can do through our experience and through our knowledge. But we have to remember that God is greater and he's so much bigger, and he can move in ways that you've never even thought of before. And so as a child, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, I knew. But when I got to 12, when I was 12 years old, I made a commitment to get up an hour before I had to get ready for school to just pray and read my Bible and be very intentional and disciplined about that when I was 12 years old. And
wow.
I believe that was the age in which I began to really come to understand that, oh, man, this is something more than just an occasional thing. I think this is going to be my ministry.
Right. Exactly. Well, that is definitely what it has become. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Deidre Greathouse is our guest. We're talking to her not only about her love of music and being able to share that, but the ministry that she's been able to share. And not only are you sharing music, you're sharing great messages as well. You, like the rest of the world, Deidre, are on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. What is it like for you to hear back in real time from your fans what they're thinking about the music and your messages?
Let me tell you, it is the most rewarding experience to be able to hear immediately, you know, in real time, how people are experiencing what I believe God is speaking through me to get to them. You know, my whole purpose is to help, to uplift, to inspire, to edify, and to help bring people into a greater awareness of who God is and God's love for them. And I'm going to tell you specifically for this song, Arms Wide Open, I've already heard the most incredible stories. I mean, I heard from a gentleman who gave the CD, actually had CDs printed at our church, gave the CD to a woman that he met who was visiting. And about a week later, he received an email from her stating that for years she had struggled with regret over some choices that she had made in some relationships, and she hadn't been able to shake it until she heard the song. And she said God touched her in such a real way that she finally was able to get that breakthrough that she really needed in order to begin to soar in freedom in her life. And by the way, this is an assistant or associate pastor.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I was going to say another quick story. There's many of them, but this one really touched me as well. A young lady contacted me and said, you don't know this, but I was adopted. My adopted parents, both of them just passed away recently. I reached out to find my birth mom. She wanted nothing to do with me. And this song ministered healing to me and brought me great comfort. But not only that, I sent a copy of this song to my birth mother. She said she wanted nothing to do with me, but after she began to listen to this CD over and over again, she has since changed her mind and is now deciding that she wants to spend some time with her and get to know her. So lives are being changed.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that is what's to be expected. I think that's the thing about when God's word goes out. I mean, he himself says it cannot come back to him void. And I think that is exactly what's happening, Deidre, in this case with this single. Now, for those of you who haven't had a chance to hear it, it's available all over the place, wherever you buy your music online. But here is Deidre Greathouse's Arms Wide Open. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live.
Holding on to blame, I'm
about God's love, but also what God wants for them.
you know, the desire of my heart, really, when people hear the song, is I just want them to finally understand that there's absolutely nothing that you have done in your life that is greater than God's love and power to move you from where you are and make sure that you fulfill your divine destiny. In other words, I believe that, you know, we are spirit beings, but we are here having, you know, a human experience, and we're not perfect, you know. We all sin, we all make mistakes, we all fall down, we all fall short, you know. But God's grace is greater, you know, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And I want the guy who has children by three different baby mamas, I want him to hear this message. I want him to realize that just because, you know, choices that you may feel that you could have made better choices in the past, that God has the ability to take your now and move you into your future, and you can have a flourishing finish. I want the woman who has some regrets, or people that have just struggled with addictions or drugs or relationships. How about ministers and pastors and preachers and teachers, the athletes, the attorneys? I don't care what, wherever you are in this life, we all need to know that God's love for us is greater than any mistake, and that he will make sure if we just turn to him, and he'll just give us a flourishing finish.
Exactly. That is the thing. Reaching us where we are, I think that is the thing.
Yeah.
About a song like this, said Daedra. Again, everyone, Daedra Greathouse has been our guest. Arms Wide Open is a single. We invite you guys to get it. It's available on Amazon.com, iTunes, wherever you get your music online. You can definitely be able to get the single for yourself and allow that message to be able to minister with you. Daedra, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and find out about what's coming up next for you?
Well, you can reach me on Facebook, of course, Daedra Crawford Greathouse. And you can like my fan page and stay in contact with me there, since my personal page reached its limits. But you can also reach me on Twitter at I Am Daedra. You can follow me there. And I also have a Tumblr account. You know, I think Twitter and Facebook are the main places that people keep up with me, and Instagram as well. But I want to make one other comment.
Sure, definitely.
About this song. Of course, it was inspired. I was sitting in church, and Pastor Joel began to make this declaration, I'm redeemed, I'm forgiven, and that sparked the whole idea for this song. And I just think it's important that you speak well over yourself, because I believe that words have power. And and music has power. And so when you're listening to things like this that make that declaration, and you make that declaration over your life, your life is going to go in the direction of those words. And so I just wanted to share that.
No, I totally agree, and that's the thing. And I think that is really what it means to have faith, Daedra. I think that is really what is so important about this, to have the faith that not only does God want the best for us, but that he's giving us the tools to be able to get exactly what it is that we need, and exactly when we need it. And I think that's the blessing that comes with it. Daedra, congratulations to you on another powerful song. And look, I hope you'll come back in 2014. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
I would love to. When the record comes out next year, I would love to talk to you all about it. And just, it's just been great to be with you. And I just applaud you for what you're doing. And I know your listeners are enjoying everything that you're putting on the air. So kudos to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that, and I definitely appreciate you. Blessings to you. Daedra Greathouse, again, everyone, has been our guest. Make sure you guys get your single, Arms Wide Open, and share it with your friends. I notice people are already sharing it on our Facebook page. Definitely, you know, get that single. I mean, it's a message that all of us need to hear, and it's something about timing. It's just, the message is just right for where we are right now. And if you guys came in late and missed part of this conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after go off the air, all you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.